in order for me to hang around on the film, I believe I got paid for it. I did get paid for it, yeah. I was, I had a couple of jobs. One job was driving the Winnebago, which I'd never driven before. I drove it from LA to Albuquerque in one hit, actually. It was about 800 miles. I don't know why I didn't just pull over and sleep in the double bed at the back, but I didn't. So that was one job I had on the film. The other job was a stand-in. Now, we were the same height, basically, David and I, but obviously my complexion was completely different, and I didn't have red hair. So I think they got fed up with me, even though they gave me a red wig. they got fed up with me after a while, mercifully, which gave me time to take all these pictures, which is great. My other job was I was good at was a morale booster. That was
right, right. Yeah, it's quite a lot of waiting around on a film set, isn't
there? People don't understand unless you've actually been involved in a film that it's 99% hanging around. And being bored, and you know, 1% action. Action. That's me morale boosting and winding up.
Yeah, but it looks
look,
a bit.
He's trying not to
he's
smile.
He's trying not to smile. Yeah. Is that why is he trying not to smile? Is it makeup,
he's
or is he just trying
me.
Not to give you the.
He's humouring me. Yeah. It was horrible. He had to have these huge lenses put in his eye. It was really uncomfortable. It's nasty.
Is that the actual
that
contact?
Is the actual. No, it's just horrible. It's just horrible. Anyway, so he, you know, that he wasn't at his best at that point. He wasn't feeling his most good humoured. He wasn't his usual good humoured self. But yeah, so that's me winding him up. That's him being standing it to a degree. But it also, he could see the funny side. He was trying not to laugh. Bless him.